104.7, the Heart FM and the world's best music. That's Carly Rae Jepsen and Call Me Maybe. Harry Styles in the set, too, with Adore You. It's 741. I'm Dan Henry, along with Marcy Colbert. It's great to have you along on what is looking to be a very warm day today.
Yes, we're supposed to get to a high of 27 today, which is insane for early April.
It really is. Meteorologists say this could be the warmest three-day April range of days ever.
Yeah.
27, 28, 25, I think is what we're expecting over the next 3 days. It's already 13 outside our studios. And if it wasn't warm enough, we'll warm it up even more.
You're listening to the original Hollywood Swinger. What you got to say? James St. James. The real Jimmy Hollywood.
And he's brought to you this morning by Woof Pet Wellness Resort in Woodstock, providing pet care services in a healthy, stimulating, and positive environment. Sit, stay, play. Happy Wednesday, Jimmy Hollywood.
Right back at you, Dan. How you doing, guy?
Hey, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Hello, Miss Marcy. How you be?
I'm doing okay. How are you, Jimmy?
Well, thank you for not bringing up the Blue Jays.
Well, Dan was going to do that later. Don't worry.
We've got that noted.
Yeah, I knew that was coming, so yep. I better block it right now.
Exactly. Yep. Get on top of that one.
My question for you guys, okay? You should, the Blue Jays, set a new record this year for home runs.
Ah.
You brought the fences in. Yeah. Like, you guys need that. So yesterday, you had 5 home runs against the Tigers.
No, I know.
And that's insane, yeah.
Tigers were leading that game for quite a while, 4-1. But then the bats just came alive. And
oh, man.
Some good sluggers on that
team. I'm curious. With the new dimensions, you guys are going to have home runs you won't believe this year.
Yeah. So, we certainly got our fingers crossed.
Well, I think this could be a good year for the Blue Jays, no question about it.
What's the
Marcy? What are we talking about this morning?
Well, Jamie, I'm not sure if you heard Dan and I talking earlier about this kind of mini April heat wave we're about to get. So, like, high 27 today, 28 tomorrow. So we're asking our listeners if they're planning on turning on their air conditioning units for the next couple days, and if they're not, how they're planning to stay cool. So I guess it's a little different because over in Hollywood, like, I imagine you're quite used to this warm weather.
Yeah, we are. Well, let me ask you both a question, not to get too personal, but during the hottest time of the year, your electric bills, do they really spike up? When you're turning on the air?
Yeah, they certainly do. I mean, in the province of Ontario and probably all across our country, it's heavily subsidized, and it would be much more expensive where you are. We don't necessarily pay the real rate, but it puts people in the mindset, do I really want to turn this air conditioning down really low, or do I want to save a little bit of cash?
Right.
Well, I'll give you an example, okay? It's been a few years, but the last year that my second wife and I were living in the same house, that was one of our problems. She had to have the air conditioning on 24/7. And finally I said, okay, let's see what this month's bill is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, one of the reasons she's my second ex-wife.
Yeah.
The bill was too high, yeah.
$600 for a month?
Ooh. Oh, my God, yeah.
I'm not joking.
No,
I'm not joking.
It wouldn't be that way here. I can't even, like, maybe... I think the highest electrical bill it would have would be about like $100, $150.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me give you a debate question, Marcy. Sometime you want to use this.
Okay.
Who controls the thermostat in your house?
I know for me, like, I'm the type where I always avoid touching the thermostat because I know there's some people who are very, like, picky about it. So I just choose to deal with whatever the temperature is.
Yeah. Okay. It becomes a battle.
Yeah.
Oh, it can be. Let's not even go there, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. Okay, let's go now. It isn't Thursday. Thursday's the day when, I'm on some stations where I do new movies and documentaries and things like that.
Okay. Right.
But I'm gonna go against the grain, and I'm going to suggest a documentary that's airing on Hulu. It's called Pretty Baby. It's an in-depth look into the life of actress, model, mom, and wife, Brooke Shields.
Oh, Brooke Shields? Yeah, I've heard about this movie, this documentary.
Well, the reason I'm talking, it's a two-part film. There's a couple of interesting facts that I normally wouldn't talk about when I'm reviewing a movie.
Right.
Okay.
It really delves into the complex and controversial career of Ms. Shields and the mental and personal abuse she went through from movie directors, producers, her husband's, even her mom, starting at about the age of 11 years old.
Oh, no.
Okay. That's what I go into if I'm going to review. But there's a couple little juicy items that I thought you might like.
Okay.
Share.
Yep.
Okay. Her biggest regret is when she said no, and she meant no, to the late John F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she threw cold water on his physical advances, causing him to be so angry that he basically slammed the door on her, made her call her own cab so she could get home.
Oh, my goodness.
And the next day on the Colorado ski slopes, he wouldn't even look her in the eye.
Oh, wow.
Wouldn't even say hello. Okay.
Goodness.
And by the way, you know him also, Superman, Dean Cain.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know
he
that.
He wasn't Superman yet. He wasn't Superman yet. She says, that's for sure. Anyway. Okay, thank you. You got it. Okay. Yeah, Superman and John F. Kennedy Jr., that's the past.
Yeah.
Right.
Today in the present, she's upset with another pretty boy, Tom Cruise.
Oh.
You see, every Christmas, Tom goes to a bakery. Just not too far from me. It's in Woodland Hills.
Hey.
Dean's Bakery. If you want the best croissants you ever had in your life. Unbelievable. So every year, Tom sends a special Christmas coconut cake to his closest friends. Okay, for the past 15 years, Brooke Shields always got a cake.
Oh.
This past Christmas, no cake.
Oh, what happened there?
Well, I can tell you, she knows why also. This year, she went public with her negative thoughts regarding the fact that Tom has turned his back on his 16-year-old daughter, Suri.
Oh,
right.
And Brooke speaks from the experience of her childhood, her very turbulent childhood, and she knows the importance of a father in a teenage girl's life.
Absolutely.
Now, of course, Tom heard about this, so, yes, he cut the cake for Brooke Shields.
Oh, no.
Bah humbug. Come on,
exactly.
Tom.
Exactly.
Yep.
And I haven't received a cake either, so come on.
You're still waiting on it.
I know it. I'm still waiting. All right. Elsewhere, there are problems on the set of American Idol, or should I say problem. And that problem is one of the show's judges.
Okay.
The one that some say behind her back that she's a real diva. You know I'm talking about, of course. Not Lionel, not Luke. I'm talking about Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
Perry.
Yeah.
Starts with a P, stands for problem. You see, here's the whisper. Katy is threatening to quit the show, and the producers are threatening to fire Katy.
Oh.
I'll tell you why. Yeah, the fans all of a sudden have turned on Katy, saying she is way too mean to the contestants, to the point that she's coming off as a bully, giving these young hopefuls hope. And then in a very cruel way, she pulls the rug out from under them.
Oh, my.
Plays with their very fragile emotions, hopes, and dreams.
Huh.
Now, hearing all this has put Katy in a mood. Okay, she's kind of moody.
Yeah.
And she says, I'm going to walk out the door. And she says, I'm so angry, I'm going to roar.
I was waiting for that. Yep. Good one.
And then there could be fireworks.
That could be.
Yep.
I say to her, calm down. Do what I do, Katy. Kiss a girl. Oh, man.
Jimmy.
Oh, man.
You are the man.
Yep.
I got to run. Two words. Three words. Come on, Tigers.
Okay. We'll see what happens today.
We'll see. I'm the real Jimmy Hollywood.
Thanks, Jimmy.